Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for sharing this text, which goes to the heart of the first element of this debate. That is, if we frame this in line with the two-tier approach, what would sit in the first tier? We can see that the discussion ensuing is extremely fruitful in identifying how we should focus our approach. We agree with the sentiment that the framing of this issue could be a little more precise than is currently captured in this text. As we are speaking about compatibility with IHL, we need to look at the long-established understanding and practice in relation to the determination of compatibility with the law. We are establishing the starting point here. We need to untangle the intent and the inherent incompatibility from incompatibility that might have an element of use. There is also the question of whether we are, in this exercise and in this discussion, addressing a pure question of the application of the law as it currently stands, or whether we are seeking to extrapolate or even create new law. Bullet point 3, talking about inherently indiscriminate weapons, and bullet point 8, talking about weapons which cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, are incompatible on the basis of the direct application of the law as it stands. The language applying the current law should be careful to translate it properly. Thus, we need to look very carefully at the scope of rules, for example, in relation to environmental damage. Bullet points 1 and 2, which refer to meaningful human control and chain of command, are, we think, an attempt to extrapolate the law. While the final bullet point on attribution concerns the secondary obligations, which fall from the requirements to ensure respect and state responsibility. Finally, bullet 5 on targeting humans directly does not reflect any existing rule of IHL. There is separate work to be done on whether there is a case to create such a rule, and it is clear that the views on that matter differ across this room. We would propose, therefore, that this would be a matter for a discrete area of work, should this group deign to engage in that potential course. This particular text risks conflating inherent requirements of IHL with the behaviours that enable compliance with it. The distinguished delegate from Austria has usefully reminded us that there is scope for this group to both extrapolate and develop international law in this regard. We don't disagree. The elements on this text can be brigaded into the two-tier approach to do just that. It is using the chapeau, as the US suggests, of laws incapable of use in accordance with IHL, we provide a firm category from which to launch the work on the question of necessary human involvement, restrictions on types of target, and other regulatory measures as contemplated by the two-tier approach. Thank you, Mr. Chair.